You ever feel like you blink in the crypto world and suddenly there's like a whole new ecosystem you need to get your head around?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a constant barrage of innovation, right?
Yeah.
Trying to stay ahead can feel, well, like an extreme sport sometimes.
It certainly can. Yeah. The pace is relentless, which is precisely why events like Token 2049 in Dubai, they generate so much interest.
Right.
They kind of offer a snapshot of what's really capturing attention, from builders, from investors right now.
Absolutely. And we've been digging through a really insightful report from Av AI, that's Av.ai. They were actually on the ground in Dubai. And for those maybe not familiar, Av AI is this big on-chain trading and analytics platform. Their reach is incredible.
It really is.
We're talking integration with, what, over 130 blockchains
Yeah.
and 300 DLXs. Gives them this massive window into all the on-chain activity.
Exactly. Yeah, they're seeing the data unfold practically in real time. And
Yeah.
their report, it really highlighted three key trends that were just front and center at Token 2049.
Okay, what were they seeing?
Well, first, this increasing synergy, this connection between AI and blockchain. Second, the tangible progress being made in real-world asset tokenization, RWAs.
RWAs, right. We hear a lot about that.
And third, this really exciting growth area, decentralized physical infrastructure networks, DePIN for short.
Dip in. Got it. Okay, so for this deep dive then, our goal, our mission really, is to unpack these three trends, but through the lens of that AI report. We want to get beyond just the headlines and really understand the core insights
Right.
and what the potential impact might be for you listening.
Yeah, think of it as maybe your express route to getting well informed on what's shaping the future.
Exactly. Bit of a shortcut through the noise, ready to jump in.
Definitely. Let's kick off with AI. AI's expanding role in the blockchain space because it's really moving beyond just, theoretical ideas now. It's becoming a practical tool for traders, for analysts.
Right. And Av AI seems to be, well, right at the forefront of this. They've developed something called AI Signal Square. Sounds pretty advanced. What's the core idea there?
Well, what's fascinating is how they're using AI for like real-time market intelligence.
Okay.
This AI Signal Square, it's designed to sift through just vast amounts of on-chain data, and it's looking for early signs, early indications of significant buying interest.
In specific coins.
Yeah, particularly meme coins, actually, and also tokens related to AI narratives. It looks for patterns in wallet activity.
Wallet activity from who?
From individuals who are often seen as early movers, insiders, maybe large holders, whales as they're called, and key opinion leaders, KOLs. When they start aggressively buying into these assets or aping in, as the term goes.
Ah, okay. So it's kind of like an AI that's basically watching the smart money and giving you a heads up.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah. It's identifying these behavioral patterns that, historically at least, have often preceded broader market attention.
And the real-time alerts part must be key.
Oh, crucial. Because in these fast-paced crypto markets, as you know, timing is just everything.
Makes total sense. Okay, they also mentioned auto-sniping tools and TG bots. Telegram bots, right?
Oui.
That sounds like taking the analysis and putting it straight into action.
Precisely. Yeah, their Telegram sniper bot, it uses AI specifically to optimize the speed of trade execution.
Sure.
It's really built for traders who are aiming to get in on trending coins right as they start to gain that momentum.
And the AI-enhanced part, what does that mean practically?
Well, it likely refers to the bot's ability to analyze that real-time data and then make almost instantaneous decisions about executing a trade based on, parameters the user sets beforehand.
Wow. So it's not just spotting the signal, it's actually like pulling the trigger for you, powered by AI. That's quite a leap.
It is.
And then there's the narrative tagging engine. I mean, in a space with just so much noise, that sounds incredibly useful.
It really tackles that information overload problem head on. The AI basically automatically categorizes tokens based on the dominant themes or narratives swirling around them,
Point cut.
like AI itself or DePIN, which we mentioned, and RWAs, which we'll get to.
Okay.
And this allows you, the user, to quickly filter and just focus on tokens aligned with the narratives that are currently generating buzz, that are hot right now.
So it helps you find the relevant stuff faster.
Exactly. I have AI is positioning this as like a core feature for discovering relevant opportunities. It's about cutting through all that daily chatter and just highlighting what might actually be significant.
Okay, so AI is clearly a powerful force right now, helping traders navigate the market more efficiently. Let's pivot then to real-world assets. RWAs.
Yeah.
We're seeing so much talk about bringing assets like, you know, real estate, bonds, commodities onto the blockchain.
Right.
What's the current landscape looking like, according to IVAI?
Well, the report really emphasizes that while RWA tokenization is gaining momentum, a big challenge remains: providing real-time analytics for these assets. You know, unlike cryptos, tracking the performance and the fundamental health of a tokenized real-world asset across different blockchains, it's just a more complex job.
Right, because the underlying asset isn't native to the chain.
Exactly. And it sounds like AI is aiming to tackle that specific challenge with their cross-chain asset monitoring.
Okay, how would that work?
Well, their goal is to support RWAs no matter which blockchain they're issued on, and then present it all in a unified dashboard.
One view for everything.
Yeah, so this would give users a consolidated view of essential metrics, things like fully diluted valuation, overall liquidity, you know, how easily you can actually buy or sell the asset, and even holder analytics.
Holder analytics for RWAs. Interesting.
Yeah, regardless of the underlying blockchain, this cross-chain perspective is just vital if you want a holistic understanding of an RWA's market dynamics.
That would definitely be a significant step forward for anyone involved with tokenized assets. They also highlight security scoring for RWAs. Given all the risks in crypto, this seems, well, paramount.
Absolutely. Because even though RWAs represent off-chain value, they exist as tokens on blockchains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means they're subject to smart contract vulnerabilities, just like any other token.
Yeah.
So Aave's smart contract scanner is designed specifically to identify potential weaknesses, things like hidden backdoors within the actual code that governs these RWA tokens.
It directly addresses those user security concerns, gives an extra layer of scrutiny.
Exactly. It's not just about tracking the price. It's also about assessing the, let's say, the integrity of the underlying technology itself.
Makes sense. And then there was the mention of institutional token listings. How does AAVEI provide value there?
This is really about identifying and vetting promising RWA token projects early on, potentially before they gain widespread attention.
Okay, so finding them early.
Right. By using their verified contract labeling system and actively tracking new token launches, AAVEI aims to help users discover potentially high-quality RWA projects early.
Especially ones maybe attracting institutional interest.
That seems to be the focus, yeah. Particularly those that might be catching the eye of larger institutions. It's about getting that early exposure, but with an added layer of trust through their verification process.
Interesting. So, yeah, as this bridge between the physical and digital worlds keeps growing, AAVEI is positioning itself as a pretty key tool for navigating this whole evolving asset class.
Seems that way.
Okay, let's move on to the third one. Decentralized physical infrastructure networks. DePIN, this space is really starting to generate some buzz, isn't it?
It really is.
What did AAVEI's report highlight here?
Well, DePIN represents a really compelling use case for blockchain tech. Basically, using tokenization to incentivize building and operating real-world infrastructure, but in a decentralized way.
Okay, give me an example.
Think of networks for wireless connectivity, maybe energy sharing systems, or IoT data collection. Places where individuals get rewarded with tokens for actually contributing resources.
Like Helium.
Exactly. Helium for decentralized wireless is a prime example. Or Demo for vehicle data. Those are the kind of projects we're talking about.
Right. So it's about distributing the ownership and operation of infrastructure instead of having it all centralized with a few giant corporations.
Precisely. That's the core idea.
So how is AAVEI tracking the development of this sector? What tools are they using?
They're employing several strategies, actually. First, they curate specific lists and smart money signals just for tokens associated with DePIN projects.
Oh.
They named examples like, yeah, Helium, Demo, and IoTeX. This helps users just identify the key players and tokens within this, you know, burgeoning ecosystem.
And the smart money signals. How does that work for DePIN?
Well, for instance, if wallets known for making good early bets and successful infrastructure projects suddenly start accumulating a new DePIN token, that could be flagged as a smart money signal.
I see. So it's like having a dedicated watch list combined with insights into where maybe the experience capital is flowing.
Exactly. And beyond just listing the projects, they offer a liquidity health dashboard.
Liquidity health. Why is that important for DePIN?
It's particularly crucial for DePIN projects that rely heavily on token emissions or liquidity mining to actually incentivize people to participate and build the network.
Right, the tokenomics have to work.
Precisely. So AvAI tracks the flow of capital money coming in, money going out for these projects, and they monitor the activity of large token holders, all to provide insights into the long-term viability of their economic models.
That makes a lot of sense. You need to gauge if the incentives driving the physical infrastructure are actually sustainable long-term.
You really do.
And finally, they mentioned early detection tools for DePIN. How are they spotting these new initiatives?
These custom filters. These filters scan platforms where new tokens often get launched, places like pump.fun on Solana, for example.
What are they scanning for?
They look for specific keywords related to infrastructure, things like infra, geo, or devices.
Oh, okay.
This allows their users to potentially discover new DePIN projects really, really early in their development cycle. It's about getting a potential first look at maybe the next wave of decentralized infrastructure.
So across all three, these AI-powered training tool, the analytics for real-world assets, and tracking the growth of DePIN, it really seems like AI is building a very comprehensive platform for staying ahead in crypto.
Yeah.
And their report from Token 2049, it really underscores why this kind of intelligence is so critical right now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The report specifically points to, well, the increasing regulatory landscape, for one, and also recent events like OKX having to suspend its DEX aggregator, citing security concerns.
Right, that was a big deal.
It was. And these kinds of developments really highlight the growing need for transparency, for speed, and just for reliable real-time information in the crypto space.
Yeah, when a major exchange pauses a key service because of security worries, it really hammers home the importance of having your own tools, your own due diligence, and those real-time insights.
And AvAI naturally emphasizes their strengths in providing exactly that. They offer, you know, the real-time trading signals for a quick decision.
Oh, verified contract label.
Exactly. The verified labels to enhance trust, reduce scam risk, continuous liquidity monitoring to check on project health.
And the automated trading, right?
Yeah.
Through Telegram and their app.
Yeah, integrated auto trading for swift execution. And of course, those narrative-based filters we talked about for staying on top of the emerging trends.
It's quite a suite of tools.
It is. And the fact that they report having over 7 million users across their different platforms, well, that suggests a pretty significant demand for these types of tools.
7 million users.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a serious testament to the need for platforms that can help people navigate this incredibly complex and, frankly, rapidly evolving landscape. It seems AvAI is really positioning itself as a kind of central hub for staying informed and potentially acting on that information.
Exactly. As AvAI's report from Token 2049 makes crystal clear, the pace of innovation in crypto, it's definitely not slowing down.
Not at all.
It's really about understanding these key trends, AI, RWAs, and DePIN, and crucially, having the means to analyze and react to them effectively.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI's key takeaways from Token 2049, the message seems pretty clear. The crypto world is evolving at breakneck speed, and these three areas look like they're going to be pivotal in shaping its future.
Precisely. Yeah, for anyone engaging with the crypto market, whether you're trading, investing, or just building, staying informed and having access to real-time analytics seems, well, more vital than ever before.
And maybe that leaves us with a final thought for you listening. As these trends, AI, RWAs, DePIN, as they continue to intersect and mature, what specific applications or maybe advancements within these areas do you find the most compelling?
That's a great question.
And maybe how might these developments ultimately influence your own journey, your own engagement within the crypto space? It's definitely worth considering, you know, what caught you to your eye and where you personally see the most potential unfolding.